As Amnesty International, we've been very concerned primarily with, I guess, two or three areas. First of all, we did prepare and submit a memorandum to the Finance Committee, particularly pointing out that the taxation bill and the budget did not seem to have enough allocation for the right to health, education, and also issues to do with, I guess, basic needs, food security and agriculture. We were also very concerned about the provision that was in the taxation bill that sought to remove the Kenya Revenue Authority from the oversight of the Data Protection Act, which essentially would have brought in mass surveillance of everybody's smartphones to their online money accounts and their bank accounts as well. We also have had major concerns with the way that the right to assembly has been managed by the police. In many instances, we've seen mass arrests, we've seen abductions and detentions without essentially providing medical assistance or access by families or by lawyers. And the third area has been really the violence that we've seen on the streets of Nairobi and about 20 other cities and towns across the country.
What did you hear back from the government when you made the suggestion that you feel that the tax bill did not include certain provisions?
Well, you know, these submissions are essentially, you know, advisory in the sense that you make your submissions, they thank you for them, and then they move to the next set of submissions. So there's no dialogue. And I think this is part of the problem, is that people have got frustrated with this form of public participation that seems to be simply useless in the sense that you make representation and nothing changed. And I think what we've seen is an explosion of real frustration that the government is not listening to the population. And I think that's what's caused the mass protests that we've seen throughout the country.
What does Amnesty know? Because it's not clear how many people died, how many people have been wounded, or how many people have been hospitalized. What are you following this also?
Yes, we are. You know, as of Sunday, the 30th of June, we have verified 24 deaths, 627 arrests, and about 361 serious people injured, ranging from soft tissue to fractured bones. In many cases, some serious injuries in that case. A worrying sign has been the abductions of people by officers that are not wearing uniforms. In many cases, they don't have their service tags. They don't introduce themselves, nor are people told what the charges are. They're simply bundled into unmarked vehicles and taken to different police stations. And in many cases, the police stations are not accessible to lawyers or family members. And in that instance, we've seen about 33 abductions, including the abduction of a member of parliament today, that is Sunday.